pleasant good night, good night, good night to all persons who are listening to this broadcast that I'm sending out on this, the 24th day of September 2025. This is Minister Michelle Smith coming to you again from Light and Life Ministries. I've come to give you the word that the Lord has just deposited in my heart to give unto you, his children. But before we go any further in this fellowship, let us just pause for a minute to welcome the presence of God amongst us. And so, God and our Heavenly Father, we just want you to come and sit with us during this broadcast. Control the earwaves and the wavelength and the hearts and the minds of your people. Prepare them, God, and open them up to receive the word that you have bestowed upon them at this point in time. Use me as your vessel to bring across the word in the way you want your people to receive it, God. And I thank you for those hearts who will be touched and be changed and be transformed at the end or during the process of this broadcast. Have your way now and take charge in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So I just want to talk to us a little bit about unusual situations or unusual happenings, unusual circumstances. We can use any of those words to describe what we are talking about. Yes, unusual circumstances, situation, but that's what we are talking about, unusual happenings. So the scripture that the Lord brought this revelation to me from was from St. John 12, reading from the verse 1 to the verse 8, and it reads thus. Then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. There they made him a supper, and Martha served, but Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him. Then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. Then said one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, which should betray him, why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor? This he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and had the bag and bear what was put therein. Then said Jesus, let her alone. Against the day of my burying has she kept this. For the poor always ye have with you, but me ye have not always. Unusual happenings, you might ask. What the Lord brought in this situation to me is that this lady, Mary by name, who came in this gathering of several persons, you know, Lazarus was with it, but several persons were gathered together in this place having supper. Everything seemed out of order. Everything seemed to be the wrong time and the wrong place. They were eating. They were probably talking, laughing, fellowshipping. They were at supper. You know, Martha was there serving the food. The food was being in the midst of being served. You know, the food was in the midst of being served. And it was at that time that she found her way in the midst, or she drew near to Jesus and decided that she is going to pour this oil of spikenard on his feet. in the midst of food being served and shared and people talking, communicating, interacting. She's going to do that there now. And then what she used to wipe his feet was her hair. In any category of persons gathered together and in any circumstances, people would say this is an unusual happening and an unusual occurrence. And when unusual occurrences happen, people have the tendency to push it aside, to be upset, to be angry, to pay scant regard to it, to disregard it, discredit it, and say that it has no value, it has no purpose, it was not important, it did not, it was inappropriate. That's the word that they will use, that unusual occurrence was inappropriate. But the Lord in this thing said to them, in this circumstance said unto them, he knew the heart of Judas's comment, that it wasn't because the thing was pricey, it wasn't because the timing was off, it wasn't because this Mary person was doing this, or maybe they didn't approve of her as an individual to be worthy enough to touch the master like that. But God saw that that was not his main reason nor his main motive. His motive was impure. His motive wasn't clean. You know, his motive wasn't clean. So God had to look at what was happening and speak to the situation at hand. He had to tell them, leave her alone. Leave this woman alone. What she's doing is motivated by heaven itself, because she's doing it, that she's anointing my very body for its burial. You don't understand what is happening right now in this unusual occurrence, you know. But God saw that it had purpose. He outlined the purpose. He said, let her alone. No trouble her. No disturb her. Against the day of, is she doing it for my burial? He realized that it wasn't because of no poor. He said, the poor you have always. I can't bless the poor all the while. But she recognized what was important. I am about to go shortly. And she saw it to come and anoint me and make me ready for that time when it comes. Many of us have gone through situations like this where the Lord has spoken to us. He has led us. We have felt a prompting. We have felt a pulling in our spirit. He has directed us to do something that seems unorthodox. He has directed us to do something that seems out of the normal. It is unacceptable in certain circles. The timing seems wrong. The timing seems off. But if you are certain, he says, my sheep hear my voice and they know it. If you are certain that this thing that God has spoken into your spirit, it's coming from the Lord. You have spent time at the feet of Jesus like Mary did. So she knew that this thing was a prompting from the Spirit. And she did it anyway, though in that time or that season, it would have not been accepted and would have been scoffed at. If God has spoken to you and given you something to do, yes, you hearing me, yes, you listening to me, if God has spoken to you to do something and it seems unorthodox, it seems unusual, as long as you have the prompting in your spirit from God that this is from him, do it. Because when she did it, despite what others would say, God said that she must be remembered always as a memorial. Put her down in the word of God so everybody can hear that she did this thing. Be obedient when God tells you to approach a certain thing a certain way.
Be obedient when him tell us, said, don't go there, go there. Be obedient. The unusual occurrence, somebody who you never even expect to be the person to bring the word that brings life or deliverance or breakthrough for you or your family or vice versa. Unusual occurrences, it can come through unusual persons or unusual channels. She was an unusual channel to be the person to anoint Jesus' body for burial. But God dropped it in her spirit and she was receptive. And she did it as a sacrifice of love. Do what God has told you to do, despite the fact that it might seem unusual. The way in which God has directed you to bless people and help people and demonstrate his word, his mission to the people. If you're sure that God has been the one who tell you to do it that way, be obedient. Because this, her obedience in this led to her being a memorial in the word of God. Every Bible across every place, her name and what she done is marked there. So let God get the victory out of whatever unusual circumstances, unusual way that he has led you, directed you, or instructed you to carry out his word. But be he sure that you sat at the feet of Jesus and you know his voice. If you know you are questioning it and doubting that it is his voice, don't do it. When you know that it is his voice, then follow, regardless of how unusual the circumstances might seem right now, because it is for a greater purpose and for a greater glory for the Lord. Do not back down or back off when you are sure that the voice, what God is telling you to do, is coming from him. Saints, let no man, that's what the scripture says, let no man trouble you. Trouble you. No man trouble you about your beliefs or your doctrine or your creed. As long as you know you sat at the feet of God and he downloaded it into your heart and you keep going back for him to refine it and to refine it. Step into those unusual circumstances with boldness. Step into those unusual happenings with boldness. Receive the unusual happenings when God sent it your way. Because sometimes you are the giver and sometimes you're going to be the receiver of the unusual happenings. But once your spirit bear witness with the person who is bringing that unusual happening to you, receive it with joy. And God's purpose will be accomplished through it all. So be not discouraged. Be not dismayed. Do not feel strange or call yourself stupid or say that you're an idiot or any other negative descriptive words that you might say or others might say about you. But know he that whatever you're doing or whatever God has sent to receive, however he sends it, or tells you to do it, and it is coming from God's throne room. Be obedient and let God have his way. These are my few words to us tonight. May you be blessed, blessed, blessed. And wherever you hear this broadcast, just share it. Like it, share it, send it all across the globe through whatever mead or means or medium that exists, so that somebody somewhere who are questioning whether or not this is of God or I should have done this, that there will be peace in their spirit and they will run with the mission that God has given them. And that someone somewhere that needs to come to the Lord by virtue of what you are supposed to do, they will come and they will not be lost in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The Lord bless you, saints, until we meet again. In Jesus' name, shalom.